Hello.
Hi, Megan. Good morning. How was your weekend?
Good morning. It was busy, but it was nice.
Steph, I know. So was mine. Mine was, like, super busy. I was like, oh, my gosh. Yesterday, I was just, like, done. I told my husband, I cannot wait to get home. I am, like, so tired. So it's just been, I mean, which is good to be around family and everything, but it's just, I just felt like we were on the go. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Can we get home now?
Yeah, can we be done? Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice, you know what I mean, when you don't see people for a while, but it's just like, I just feel like, is there any day we could, like, sleep in a little bit, you know? It's like, probably not.
Right?
But even when I try to, it never happens, I swear. It's like I'm up at 5 o'clock, like clockwork. I'm all, okay, here we are. But
that thing.
I know, it's crazy, but it's okay. So I know you wanted me to call you back today. I didn't know if this was still going to be a good time or not.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, all right. So did you want to do the prepaid, or did you want to go with the month-to-month?
Let's do the prepaid.
Okay, and then are you looking at which one, the 3 months?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So here's what we're going to do. I'm sending you a second email. This is going to be the best email for you, right? The one that I have on file. It's unlimitedtreeandoutdoor@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. So I'm sending out this second one. It's just going to say client dashboard analytics. So with our program, you're also going to have a customized tracking and reporting system so that you can track your results with us. And so I'm just sending you an example of that. So let me get this one sent off. And then now this phone number is going to be the best phone number for us to contact you, right? Like if we have updates or we have any questions. Okay. Would this also be the number that you want listed for the business, or are we going to list a different phone number?
No, we'll list a different phone number.
Okay. What number is that, hun, that we're going to be listing?
636.
Uh-huh.
375.
Okay.
0225.
Okay. That'll be the only number listed for the business, correct? Because I think it was the one I saw on the business card you sent me. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And we're just putting that your phone number is the number for us to contact you at regarding your account if we need to get in touch with
correct.
You. Okay. I'm going to actually send you right now 2 text messages. So I'm always what's going to be considered the lead on the account, but still, there's a process. I do things like so that nothing's missed. I always like to send my phone number anyways, just so that you have it for your records. So I'm going to send you my number again with my number and extension. Now, you're going to have a team here that's going to be dedicated to your account. So, Megan, any time that you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you'll contact our customer service department. And we're always going to be here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. In fact, you're 2 hours ahead of us, right? You're on Central?
Correct. Yes.
So we're always here for you 9 to 6, okay? So let me send you that first text. Now, the second text is going to have that number to customer service. So, again, if you have updates, modifications, you know, changes, questions, concerns regarding your account, you'll contact customer service. I'm going to also ask you to save the 877 number in your contacts under local splash so that way you always have our phone number. Now, on this text, you're going to also have already a username and a password. So that username and password is going to be for your client dashboard, your reporting, tracking and reporting system. We send it to you ahead of time. However, within 5 to 7 days is when you're going to be able to log into it because they're going to get it set all set up. So if you try to go in it now, it's going to say that it's not working. So just an FYI. Okay?
Okay.
Did you get those 2 messages by chance? I want to make sure you got them.
I did.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Okay. So your first name, do you spell it M-E-G-A-N?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. And what's your last name, Megan?
Brooks. B-R-O-O-K-S.
Okay, perfect. Now, is there going to be anyone else authorized on the account to make any changes in case you couldn't call in to make a change? Or is it just going to be you for now?
No, it can be my husband as well. He goes by Bobby, but his real name's Robert Brooks.
Okay. I'm going to put Robert, and then I'll put Bobby in parentheses, Brooks. So okay. In case if you say either one, this is Robert or this is Bobby, at least they know.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm just going to put him listed here as also authorized to make changes into the account. I only say that because, like, let's just say one day he called in, right? We don't have him noted.
Right.
We're going to be like, we need Megan to call and give you authorization. So it's
that's
just kind of better to have him listed. Okay. I'm going to put husband owner. And I'm going to put authorized. Going to be like, wait, I'm calling in to make a change. We're going to be like, yeah, you're not listed. No. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
My husband does it all the time, even though I'll pay like his bills. It's got all my billing information on it. When I call on something, they're like, oh, we need to talk to Anthony. Really? You have my information that's been paying the payment. They're like, we still
yeah,
have
like
authorization. I'm like, oh, Lord.
I know.
Okay.
It drives me nuts. It's funny. We just went through this with my I have my sister's dog,
right.
She's in the military and whatever.
Oh,
and so
wow.
I've had her the past few years. Well, my sister is on the account for the vet that we take her to.
Right.
And so like when I take her, they call her and I'm like, I need you to call me. She is like 10 hours away.
Oh my gosh.
Like, she has to still know what's going on. Like, I keep her updated because they're like, well, in order to be added to the account, we have to get authorization from her. I'm like, I don't need to be added to the account. I just want, when you update, I need to be called. You can still call her, but, like, it's her credit card that's paying for the visit, but she's not, I need to know.
She's not available. Like, yeah, you need to talk to me.
Right.
I'm the one who's dog sitting.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I need that information.
That is so crazy. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I get it.
It's a dog.
Oh, my gosh. I get it. I know. Sometimes I'll just be like, honey, can you please give them permission that I can talk to them? He's like, okay. Yeah, you can talk to my wife. They're like, okay, thank you. I'm like, oh, my gosh. All that for that? But
right.
Okay.
It's crazy because the same thing with my husband. Like, 9 times out of 10, I'm at home because I work from home. But, like,
right.
I'm dealing with everything. Well, I'm at home during the day. Well, can I need something, you know, to talk to your husband?
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, he's out. He's not available.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's exactly. And that's the thing. Like, see, too, I get the luxury to work from home because my husband does dialysis, right? So I'm always on the phone with the nurses. So the nurses don't even call him. If there's an appointment or they got a question about his medicine or whatever, they call me directly. They already know. We're not even going to bother him because they tell him,
right.
Like the other day they called him when he was half asleep and I grabbed the phone. And I'm like, listen, he's like in a dead sleep right now and he doesn't even comprehend what you're saying to him. So tell me what's going on. What do you need? And they're like, oh, okay, we're sorry. And I'm like, yeah, just call my phone first because he doesn't always pick up, you know, he's in the middle of something.
Well,
he's like, yeah, I don't know the number. I'm not going to answer it. And I'm like, that might be your doctor, you know,
right, exactly. 100%, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. So I wanted to ask you, Megan, because, okay, so you have 2 Google business profiles, right? Now, there's one that has 52 reviews, right? And then there's one that doesn't have any. So what we're going to do is we're going to take these two and we're going to merge them. Because typically when we see this, Google wants you to have one, right? So what the team's going to do is they're going to merge them together so that way it's just the one with the 52 reviews showing. Okay?
Okay.
I'm assuming you have access to it as well.
I don't know.
If you don't worry about it. Because what we're going to do, because when they merge them, and this has happened in the past, when we're merging them, okay, This is where we ask you, you know how you sent me those things saying, okay, I have what you were on that list, what you were asking for?
Yeah.
I'm going to also be sending you a link. You're going to upload those same things that you sent me. You're going to upload them on the link because that's going to go specifically to your account with us. And that's what the team's going to use, because what they're going to do is tell Google, we need to reclaim this profile. And so Google might want to repin you, which is not a problem. We're going to take care of it all on our end. So this way you only have that one Google profile and you'll have access to it. Okay. Cause we'll get it for you. And that's the one that's going to show, the one with the 52 reviews. Okay. So we're going to handle it all on our end. So, but that's good. I mean, 52 reviews. My goodness. Good job on that. Really good job.
Thank you.
Very welcome, of course. And then, do you remember the address? Because this one says in Blackwell, Missouri.
That was the old owner's address. That's not the current address.
What is your address? Is it the 5300 Robin Road?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then this is going to be in House Springs, right? 63051. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't be alarmed. That address is not going to show anywhere. It's just because so just so you know the process, right? How Google does the video verification now. Very rare will they send like a text message with your PIN code. But now they're switching everybody over to video verification. And that's why we require, from that list, whatever you can send us, because that's going to help with the video verification. It's actually such an easier and better process for business owners now than the other way that they were doing it. It weeds out the illegitimate companies. So don't worry. We're going to be with you every step of the way on all this, okay?
Okay.
So let me just make sure. And I'm going to let them know that that was the previous owner that you bought the company from, and you guys are the new owners now. So this way we can get you that profile. Surprised they didn't give it to you, but I guess that would have been tough because it would have been with their email. But that's okay.
Right.
You got all documentation that you're the new owner now, so.
Yeah.
Did they just retire or what happened?
He started a dairy farm. It was supposed to
be something
on the side, and it took off, and he was like, I'd rather do this than
do that.
Yep. It allowed him to be at home with his family back more and everything. And so, so he was like, I want to do
that. That is so awesome. Wow. All right. And then, let me see here. So I see it as unlimited tree. Let me take a look. Cause on the Google profile, it says unlimited tree and outdoor solutions LLC. Is that how it's supposed to read? Or should there be a hyphen?
It should be a hyphen now.
Okay.
We changed it from and to a hyphen.
Okay, so unlimited tree hyphen outdoor solution, right?
Solutions, yes.
With an F at the end. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's still an LLC.
Do you want the LLC included or without? Totally up to you.
I don't think it matters. I think it's just tax purpose standpoint for the LLC.
Yeah, do you prefer that it not be on there then?
Yeah, it doesn't need to be.
Okay, so we'll make sure that it's not on there, so it'll have the hyphen. Okay. Should the, because I like to be very specific, so on the unlimited tree, should the hyphen be, like, really close in between the tree and outdoor, or do you want it, like, with the space in between the hyphen and the word?
I believe, let me see what this. It has a business card.
I'm going to look at your business card, too.
I don't think we have a space in between.
Yeah, let me double check. Let me go to your pictures you sent me. I don't think you do have a space in between. Nope, it's not.
Nope,
okay.
It's all together. Yep.
Okay, and it has an LLC.
LLC on the business card. Let's go ahead and just do the LLC.
Let's just keep it like that. Okay,
yep.
Not a problem. I just want to make sure. Perfect. Okay, so let me just update that. All right. And then now we're going to go to the billing. So the card that you're using today, is it in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's in both.
Okay. How does your name read on the card?
Megan Brooks.
Okay. No middle initial or nothing, right?
Oh, yeah. M.
Megan, so it's M, like
M,
Mary?
M. Yes, Brooks. And then it says Unlimited Tree Outdoor, so they couldn't get the whole thing on there underneath my name.
Unlimited Tree Outdoor. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Same billing address as the 5300 Robin Road?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And is that Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
And
yeah,
what's
MasterCard.
And then what's the card number whenever you're ready?
5322-5220-4887-6307.
So I have 4322-5220-4887-6307, right?
5322.
Oh, yeah. What did I put a 4? You said MasterCard. Oh, my Lord. Okay. And then what's the expiration month and year?
9/26.
9/26. And the CVV code on the back?
269.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to charge the card yet because first I'm going to walk you through our 90-second voice verification recording, and it's for your protection. It's just going to outline the service agreement. It's going to go over that this is a 3-month prepaid at the cost of $700, okay? Okay. Now, I'm also going to state in there, right, because this is going to carry you through July 22nd. So what I'm going to be mentioning in there is that come July 22nd, Megan, if you haven't told us prior to that, I'm not going to renew, or if you say, you know, if you haven't told us, I'm going to renew another 3 months, or I'm going to do a longer prepaid, or let's just go month to month. If we don't hear from you come July 22nd, it's going to automatically go to the monthly of $299 a month. It's going to switch over to that. Okay. Unless if you call us 3 business days prior to July 22nd to let us know what you're going to want to do. Okay. Now I'll also state in there, like, let's say you choose to cancel. Okay. You just want to make sure that you call 3 business days before July 22nd to cancel. So this way you get no charge whatsoever. We're not going to charge you a cancellation fee. We don't hold you hostage or nothing like that. We just part as friends.
Okay.
Even if you, like, called me and said, hey, Nadine, I want to do the 6 month, or I want to do the year, or you know what, just make sure that it just goes month to month. It'll be noted in there that she's switching back over to the monthly, okay? So, and I'll state that. Now, when I'm walking you through this, if there's something, Megan, that you don't understand, I want you to just do me a favor and just stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Gotcha. Yes.
Okay.
So how does that work? So say we cancel and stuff. So, like, obviously all the services you guys offer end. So would that automatically mean that we're no longer where we're at on Google anymore?
What will happen is
we're not updating it.
Yeah, that's totally a great question. So, excuse me, let's say you decide after the 3 months you don't want to continue anymore, right?
Uh-huh.
What will happen is your Facebook ads, those won't be up and running because we're not servicing them, right?
Gotcha.
Now, and you still have full ownership to your Google Business profile, your Facebook page, because you've only listed us as managers, right? You're still the ownership of it. Now, on Google, eventually you will fall off the first page because we're no longer optimizing it and maintaining it there. Now, as far as the website, right, because we're also building you a website. So when it comes to the website, you do have a couple of options, okay? Now, as far as the website, what you could do is either pay $49 a month, okay, and we will continue to host and manage that website for you, okay? Or you could pay $99, okay? The domain is yours but not the content. So what that means is that you now have the domain for the website, but you would have to recreate the website and and have someone hosting it, right? So, or okay. You just say, you know what, I don't want the website at all. I'm cool. I don't want the domain. I don't even want to pay the $49. So that's totally up to you. I can tell you this, that in some instances where people no longer need our service because they have been completely booked solid and they don't see like the benefit of being on that first page anymore, what they have done because they want the website still for people to kind of reference to, because having a website is like having a menu at a restaurant, right? You're just more inclined to selecting that plate. So a lot of times they continue to pay the $49, you know, hosting and management because they want their website to still be up there, right?
Sure.
So those are always options for you, okay? But good questions to ask, And you'll still have ownership of everything as far as, like, your Google Business profile, you know, the Apple Maps profile, the Facebook page. It's just Facebook ads won't be running, and eventually over time you'll fall off the first page. So that's all that would happen.
Okay?
Okay. Now, I also want to put a security question on your account here with us, and you could choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
My mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what was her maiden name?
Beckett. B-E-C-K-E-T-T.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So, let me just do this. Now, I'm also going to be scheduling your client interview today. How does your schedule look? Do you, are you pretty open today?
I'm pretty open. I have, let's see, between 11 and 1, I am busy. But other than that, I should be good. Well, I say I'm good. I have to pick up my daughter at 4:30 from track practice.
Okay.
So that would be, 2:30 your guys' time.
So you said you're pretty busy 11 to 1, because let me tell you, 11, 12, 1. I have an appointment available today between 1 and 2, but then I also have one between 4 and 5. Do you think
let's do
any of
those? 1 and 2.
1 and 2. Let me schedule you for that one right now. Now, if for some reason, Megan, I'm going to do this first. I'm going to schedule you now before we do your voice verification, just because I know our calendars get pretty full, and if we can get you done today, I would prefer that. So it'll be 11 our time, which is going to be 1 your time. So we'll call you between 1 and 2 o'clock, and they're going to be calling you from an 877 number.
Okay.
You just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Now, if for some reason we call you, right, and you're like in the middle of something, you need 5 or you need 10 more minutes, just pick up the phone and say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? And we'll call you right back, right? We'll also send you a reminder like an hour before. But if for some reason this time's just not going to work for you, we can always reschedule you for the following day. But if we can get it done today, even better.
Okay.
Because that just means we're moving even faster. You know what I mean? Because we got you through.
Right.
Okay. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn on the recording, and I just sent you the calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know when it is today. Okay? So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Unlimited Tree - Outdoor Solutions, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Megan Brooks, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are listed on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Also, you authorize your husband, who is the other owner, Robert, also goes by Bobby Brooks, to make changes to the account in the event you cannot call in to make a change, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Now, to get results fast as possible, Megan, it is important mm-hmm. that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as okay. a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local splash?
Yes.
Now, I also want you to be aware that you might get a company that's trying to sell you another type of online product, okay? They are not associated mm-hmm. with us. We are never going to call you to ask you to spend more money because you've paid for the 3-month prepaid, right? But if right. someone does call you and you're just not too sure if it's us really calling you, always ask, what's my security question? And when they hang up on you, that's how you know it's not us calling. Okay?
Okay.
So that's why we put the security question, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. This is a 3-month prepaid of $700. That will be charged on April 22nd, 2024. So this is going to cover you for 3 months. So come July 22nd of 2024, if you have not called us 3 business days prior to let us know if you're going to renew another 3 months or if you're going to cancel or do a longer prepaid, it will mm-hmm. automatically revert to the monthly at $299 a month. So if you haven't called okay. us prior to that, just keep in mind that on July 22nd, 2024, you will automatically be charged the $299, okay? Now, if you do okay. choose that you're going to want to cancel after the 3-month prepaid, we do ask that you at least contact us 3 business days before that next billing is due, so that way you don't incur any charges at all. The number that you're going to call is 877-635-6225, and that's to get in touch with our customer service department, okay? So I suggest, okay. again, that you save that number under your contacts so that way you never lose it and list it as Local Splash, okay?
Okay.
Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm doing now is I'm going to be processing the payment. Megan, you're going to get the receipt sent both to your email, but it's also being sent to you in a text message, and then we'll go over it in a couple minutes. And then we're just going to go over a few notes for my technicians so that they know where to start from, okay?
Okay.
So I know the obvious, right, is tree services, but what else did you want me to list on there? Like tree removal, stump grinding, like anything specific that you want me to notate?
Yes, tree removal, stump grinding, tree trimming, storm damage, let's see, so I did removal, that's stump grinding.
Storm damage and then tree trimming. I'm trying to think, what about land clearing? Does he do any of that?
Yeah, if it's right, yeah. He will.
Is that something you would want me to notate?
Yeah, you can put it on there, and if it doesn't work, we can always remove it, I guess.
Yeah, you can always make changes at any time. This does not mean like this is all. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I could put tree cut. I'm looking at your Facebook page, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, okay, as I'm looking at the Facebook page, and you guys did such a great job on that, by the way. Really great job.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. I see tree cutting. My gosh, I don't know how he does that. That is like, I see my guys when they come and they, oh my gosh, just the other day, in the back of the alley, our tree kind of hangs over a little bit and we got to mm-hmm. get it cut. And of course the trash man runs right into the tree. I'm like, oh my God. I told my husband, you better get on the phone and get that guy to come and trim the tree like ASAP before the city comes out and says something. He's like, oh, darn it. He goes, they just hit the tree. I'm like, oh my God, that tree grows so fast. It drives me crazy. Okay, I'm putting tree cutting, and that was something else I had saw. Hazardous tree removals, maybe?
Yes.
Okay, let me put that.
That would be one, yeah.
Okay. And this is residential and commercial, right?
Yes, that's what I was just going to say, yes, yes.
Okay. And then you guys, I see you have your business logo, you have pictures, so that'll be perfect for the website that they're building. And then let me see here, I got you for today. And then let's take a look. Licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay.
We're insured,
you had a question,
yes.
Hun?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not sure, like, I know he has a lot of pictures on the Facebook.
Right.
Like jobs that he's done, like, they're, as long as they know how to do it, I guess, they're free to use any of those pictures for the website.
Okay. Yeah, and I'll notate that, too, if there's anything. And here's the thing, too. Like, let's say you guys want to update photos. Just make sure that you send all that to us so that way we can be updating. If there's different pictures that you want, I'll tell them that,
sure.
Too, on the notes, that you're open to them taking photos from the Facebook page to upload for
okay.
the for the website creation.
Okay.
So let me do this here. And then, let's see, website needed, yes, has photos. I'm putting in here, you're fine with us using the pics from Facebook. Okay, and then no on that question, doesn't pertain to you. Okay, call tracking. So right now what's going to be listed is his phone number, right?
Yeah.
So we can put a tracking number. It's just an option for you. It doesn't cost you anything. But instead of that phone number being listed, we could put a tracking number that's linked to your phone, comes with an app that he downloads from the app store. You could track the calls, the messages. You could even block spam calls. However, you guys have this number listed on the business cards, too. So I'm assuming you kind of want to stick with the number that's currently listed, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
If at any time, Megan, you guys ever change your mind and you're like, listen, we want the tracking number, just let us know and we can add the tracking number, okay? It doesn't cost
okay.
you guys anything. Now, with the Facebook ads, we could cover as far as 50-mile radius. I know when we talked back in February, St. Charles was mentioned. So do you want me to put it at the 50-mile radius or what do you want me to notate?
Let's see, what is the 50 mile, like how far does 50 miles get us to St. Charles or beyond St. Charles?
Let me take a look. Cities,
okay.
I'll tell you right now, because you're in House Springs, St. Charles. That is actually, that's like almost a 36-mile radius. It's like a 43-minute drive for you guys, right? Does that sound
yeah.
about right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually going to cover that'll definitely cover St. Charles. So I'm just trying to see cities 50 miles around House Springs, and I'm going to put your zip code because I want to see specifically what would be around that, just because we don't want to throw you in an area, like if you guys aren't trying to get into that city, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because then it's like, yeah, that's too much. I always like to just say what the mileage is, just because there's some that are like, listen, no, that's way too far for me. So if I go here, House Springs, and then I'm going to go cities around. Let me see. Cities 50 miles around Okay, let's see what comes up here. Let's go to this one. Okay, so this one's giving me Brighton, Rowan's. Well, that's putting you like in Illinois.
Yeah, we haven't done any jobs in Illinois.
Okay, so you definitely want to stick. Okay, what about Potosi, Missouri?
Yeah, he's done jobs in Potosi.
Bonnie Terre.
Yeah,
I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. Saint Genevieve.
Saint Genevieve. Yeah, that one would be pushing it. Saint Genevieve would be pushing it, I think.
So why don't I say 47 miles, right? Because that covers Potosi.
Yeah.
But no Illinois.
Yeah.
Should I put that? I mean, you don't want him going into Illinois, do you?
We haven't, and to my knowledge, we haven't gotten any requests to go over into Illinois.
Would he be open to it? Or would he have to have a special licensing for that to get into that state?
You know, I honestly don't know what that would entail going in. I don't know what Illinois' rules are, so let's just stick to Missouri.
Let's stick to Missouri. I'm going to say 47 miles, right? Because let me go back and just make sure that that's what I – let me go back to it. Okay, so Potosi is definitely going to be – well, what in the world? There we go. 47 miles, Missouri only, I'm going to put, no Illinois.
Okay.
And then if you guys find out later on, like, oh, hey, we can do – let's say 47 miles – only in Missouri. No Illinois. How's your weather over there right now?
Right now, we had a frost advisory.
No way. Oh, my gosh.
And
that's crazy.
I'm like, we had it 2 days in a row. Yeah, I woke up with frost on the ground this morning, and I was just like.
Oh, Lord.
I know. Yeah, I'm like, this weather is freaking bipolar, and it needs to stop.
Oh,
like,
you and me both.
Just mild, please.
Like yesterday, I was like, oh my gosh, it is so warm. And then next thing you know, today's like all gloomy, and we're supposed to have rain. And I'm like, oh my god. The first weekend, this weekend that we just had sun, it's like sunny all week, and then come the weekend, it's rain. And it's like, oh dude, this is like ridiculous. You know
that's
what I mean?
Crazy. It's been super windy here. So, like, yesterday was, like, 63, and the sun was out, which was great. But then there was at least, like, a 15-mile-per-hour wind, so, like, it made it chilly.
Oh,
and I was like, and it was just, it's been windy off and on for, like, the past couple weeks. And I'm like, good Lord, like, just stop. I don't want the wind.
Yeah, no kidding. I hear you. Like, that's the worst when there's wind, because I'm just like, make sure everything's tied down, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
Jeez. Okay, and then what, okay, so when we're contacting you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Text and email would probably be the best.
Text and email.
That way I can see it. Yeah, text and email. That way then I can respond and everything accordingly versus the calls. I might not always be able just to pick up.
Okay. So I'm going to put text and email. And then what are your hours of operation?
He starts at like six.
Okay.
Yeah. And then.
Is that like Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday, he's up and going. Yeah. At six. And then typically by five, like he's done working.
He's done.
So like if he gets a phone call, he will.
Does he do emergency services?
He will if he's available, yeah.
Okay. So why don't I put Monday through Friday, 6 to 5? That doesn't mean someone can't call him afterwards, right? It's just to kind of give them an
Correct.
Idea. And then I put emergency services. Emergency services available. I mean, and that's at his discretion. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then what forms of payments do you guys accept typically? Is it cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, credit cards, Cash App, PayPal, Apple Pay?
Usually it's cash and check. We do a credit card. There's a fee. So we try to stay away from the credit card.
Okay. So just put cash and check for now?
Yeah, that's fine. And then I haven't figured out, like, I guess I need to create, like, a Venmo for, like, actual business. Like, I personally have one, but I don't want to take payments from the business on my personal Venmo.
Yeah, yeah.
So I still need to get that going.
But, yeah, no worries.
And cash is the primary. And then, like, if, you know, the one-off customer that might need a credit card, we can accommodate.
Then there's always an option. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So that's not a problem. Okay. Perfect. Now, there's two things that I need you to find either in your text messages or your emails. There's one that's going to say initial invoice, and then there's one that says the action photos needed. Okay?
Okay, yes, I see both of them.
Okay, perfect. So, go ahead and open up either one first and let me know, and I'll walk you through them.
Okay, initial invoice.
Okay. Initial invoice goes on to say, Megan, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. Do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yes.
Click on that.
Okay.
Now it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience, right?
Yes.
Okay, go down to where it says mobile phone. Make sure that it's your phone number listed there.
Yep.
Okay, the two boxes underneath of that, one says, I agree to receive text messages to my phone. You're going to click on that box. On the other box below it, you're going to click on there because you're certifying that it's your name on the card that you provided for the payment. And that all the information is true and correct. Okay. And then at the bottom, it's asking you to type in your name. So you're just going to type it exactly as it reads there. Just Megan M, no period, because it's super case sensitive. And your last name, and then you'll click on confirm signature. Now, when you do that, Megan, it should take you to a page that's asking you to put in a username and a password. So let me know once you see that. Okay, perfect. So this is where you would go in and track your results with us. And that's why I was saying that username and password, it's not going to work yet because in 5 to 7 days, it should start working because they got to create it, right? But we just like to kind of give you that information ahead of time so that way you have it. Now, on the other one that says action photos needed, so those same pictures that you sent to me, you're going to upload on the hyperlink that says, I think it's, let me go back to it. It says like localsplash.com/Google, right? That's where you're going to upload those same pictures, okay? And that's going to go directly to your account with us. Now, and I also have them in an email, so for some reason they didn't see them, I have them too, and I'm going to also send it to support as well so that they have it there too. But I need you to upload them there, okay? Upload the ones that you have and the ones that you don't have. Remember, don't worry about it. Just send us what you can. Now, today we'll be calling you from an 877 number, and as I mentioned, we're going to call you between 1 and 2 o'clock. We'll send you the reminder an hour before. If for some reason you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, call me back in 5 or 10 minutes. We'll call you right back. If I'm not already on another call or in a meeting, I will actually be the one calling to introduce you to the technician, okay? If I'm not available, then they're just going to go ahead and call you directly, okay? Now, starting from today, the timeline. So within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed in the directories. We're going to also, you'll be able to start logging in with your login credentials for your client dashboard, okay?
Okay.
7 to 14 days, Facebook ads are live and so is the website. Those are live and visible. Now, what we always state in our terms and conditions is that the first page placement, that's going to happen within 30 to 45 days. We always under promise and over deliver. I've seen it sometimes where it's happened sooner. But keep in mind, what we're going to be doing is merging those two profiles and claiming that Google Business profile with the 52 reviews because you're the new owner. So that's why we need those documents too, to show Google, yes, she's the new owner, right? Now, in the meantime, we're getting everything else up and running so you can start generating some calls, because we know that that's important too. But we'll also keep you in the loop. Okay, so we'll be notifying you, like, once you're on the first page, okay, you guys are now verified. So we'll keep you aware of the steps that we're completing and processing. And then if you have questions or concerns, you have the number to customer service. Please don't hesitate to call us. That's what we're here for. Okay?
Okay.
And I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so excited for you. I'm really happy for you guys. This is
going to
be great.
Yes, I am too. On
this
the uploading,
it just says
reply directly to this email. So I just replied like
you
normal.
You could do it like that, or you could do it if you want to upload it on the hyperlink, whatever's easiest for you. Okay. Awesome. All right, Megan. So we will talk to you later on this afternoon. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your help.
You're very welcome. I hope you have a good rest of the day. All right.
Thank
we'll talk
you
soon.
Do the same. All right.
Thank you. All right.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.